In Philadelphia, Mississippi today, a judge gave Edgar Ray Killen a maximum sentence, 60 years in prison. Mr. Killen, a former Klansman, was found guilty on Tuesday of the slayings of three civil rights workers in 1964, three charges of manslaughter. Joining us now is Jim Prince, editor of the Neshoba Democrat in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and it's good of you to be with us today.
Thank you.
Was there a surprise when Mr. Killen got the maximum?
Oh, absolutely not. We had editorialized yesterday that he should, not that the judge followed what we said, but Judge Gordon is a very very strict judge, by the book judge, and I was not surprised at all. I was a little worried as he sort of read a speech and led up to it. I was like, oh no, he's going to say he's going to let him off on a lesser sentence, but he did not, and I think justice has been served.
Mr. Killen is 80 years old. He got the verdict the other day, sitting in a wheelchair with an oxygen tube in his nose, 60 years. I mean, that's a death sentence.
Right, but Mr. Killen deserves the consideration that those boys got on a dirt road in 1964 when they were murdered. He will die in prison, and that is probably fitting to the crime.
What was the scene like in the courtroom?
It was very subdued today. There was Mr. Killen was whisked away quickly once the sentence was pronounced. His wife briefly, very briefly today, jumped up to say goodbye, and the judge recessed court, and it was over.
I assume lawyers had a few things to say afterwards.
They did on both sides, and there was a lot of that. There were a lot of reporters. Courthouse corridors were very, very crowded. The judge had not allowed any interviewing in the courthouse during the trial, but right outside the courtroom, more than a dozen reporters had cornered the attorney general, and they were asking about other prosecutions and such. And then outside, the television cameras were there, along with the print cameras, and it was quite a scene. It was quite a scene. A lot of relief, I think, was felt, certainly in the community, but the prosecution seemed to feel a little more confident with having the book thrown at Edgar Ray Killen.
We anticipate an appeal on his behalf?
Oh, I think so, yes. They will most certainly do that.
If there is an appeal, it will not be heard in Philadelphia. All of those television cameras and all of those reporters and the scene outside the courtroom will be relocated elsewhere. Is that going to be a relief as well?
That'll be just fine with us. We made a lot of friends this week. Someone was even taking baked cookies over to the media center. We made a lot of friends, but we're sort of ready for life to get back to a normal pace.
What's been the talk in Philadelphia this past week? Obviously, a very quick-moving trial, a verdict delivered much more quickly than anybody thought.
Absolutely. I was stunned at the pace, but delighted, because the downtown area has pretty much been shut down by the police barricades and security measures. So we'll be glad to see the downtown vibrant again with shoppers. But the mood has been mixed, but most people, a majority, have supported the call for justice. Most people seem to be relieved that it's over, that justice has been served, and that we can move forward, hopefully. We'll never erase the stain. We'll never put it completely behind us, but we've embraced it. We've acknowledged it, and justice has been served by a jury in Neshoba County.
Mm-hmm. For 41 years, Neshoba County and the city of Philadelphia, I guess the first thing that people thought about when you heard those names was the killing in 1964.
Oh, yes, over and over, everywhere I went. Anytime you're introduced, Philadelphia, Mississippi, there's that reaction. And of course, the movie Mississippi Burning put quite a label on our state, really, and I think we went a long way today to correcting those misperceptions, to say that justice reigns in Neshoba County and not the lawlessness of the 1960s, and that we're changed. I believe that the younger generations we are changed. There are going to be some holdouts, and they may just have to peacefully go. And I believe that as time goes on, the younger people, I'm really encouraged by the young people who've come forward and supported the call for justice. That's been really encouraging. So I think the future looks bright, but not to whitewash it. We've got issues just like any community, and we'll have to work through those. But I believe that we're better equipped now, having been through this, having been galvanized by this experience. I believe that we're better equipped to deal with it.
Do you come to the conclusion that this experience, after all this time, well, let me put that question another way. What have you learned about yourselves this past week?
Patience, I suppose. tolerance. You got to go a pretty thick skin to be in the newspaper business, but when your story goes national, you have to grow even a thicker skin. But I've really learned a lot. I really have. I've met a lot of wonderful people. And I've been encouraged by a lot of people. I mean, the American people just around the country, some of the notes, and people have taken time to write and say, thank you all for what you're doing in Mississippi, and to offer an encouraging word. That just gives me hope for our country, because what these men were doing, they were only registering blacks to vote. That's all they were doing. And that liberty, we can pronounce that we no longer live under the fear and tyranny of hate and racism and the Klan, because to some degree those remnants of the Klan are left, and Edgar Ray Killen is one of them that has been put away essentially for life. And I think that sends a message, it should send a message to people, that we will not tolerate that kind of hatred and evil doing.
Jim Prince, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Prince, editor of the Neshoba Democrat in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and he joined us from his office there talking about the 60-year sentence handed out today to Edgar Ray Killen in the Mississippi burning case.